Okay, today we're going to be talking about the bracha of Hamapil. We started our discussion with Kriyas Malamita yesterday. Today we're going to focus specifically on the bracha of Hamapil. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos and Daf Samach Amid Beis that when a person goes to sleep, they should say from Shema until Vahayim Shemoa, Ad Vahayim Shemoa, and as well as a special bracha of Hamapil. And the Gemara tells us, Nichlas Lishon al Mitasa Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad Vayim Shemova Omer, and you should also say Baruch Hamapil Chevel Yishen Aleinu Yisnuma Alafapai Omer Lishon Basayin Hiras Al Mitnachas Shem Elokai Shetash Gwein Lusanum Lushalom Lusain Chalki Besor Sech Vesar Gileinu Lidei Mitzvah Val Tar Gileinu Lidei Avera Val Tavien Lidei Chet Vlo Lidei Avon Vlo Lidei Nisom Vlo Lidei Vizayon Vyishal Bi Yetzer Tov Vyal Yishal Bi Yetzer Rav Yisrael Mipeg Rav Michalai Rav etc. 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 Okay, so pretty long bracha. So the Gemara at that's on Daf Samachim Beis. Now the Gemara at the very beginning of that very same parak on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, not the Gemara, Tosfos rather, on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, informs us that all of the brachos we're going to be learning about in this ninth parak of Maseches Brachos need to be recited b'shem u'malchus. Right? He says Kol hani brachos trichos laskaras. Shem u'malchus, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So there's no question that the bracha of Hamapil was meant to be recited, instituted, to be recited b'shem u'malchus. However, there is an interesting discussion about the nature of this bracha that really sheds light on all of the machlokasim you're going to have about the halachos of the bracha, really boiled back down to this very simple discussion about the nature of the bracha. The discussion starts with a Tosfos in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where Tosfos asks what seems like a totally unrelated question. Tosfos asks, "Mipnei ma einonu mevarchim lishon basukah? Why is it that we make a bracha before we eat in the sukkah? We make a bracha of leishiv basukah, but before we go to sleep in the sukkah, there's no bracha of lishon basukah or leishiv basukah." Just before we sleep in the sukkah. Sleeping, after all, is an even greater chiyuv than eating in the sukkah. Right? We know an achilas arai is mutter outside the sukkah. A shinas arai is asr outside the sukkah. So if sleeping is a greater chiyuv than eating, why is there no bracha before we sleep in the sukkah? That's Tosfos kasha. Says Tosfos, two answers. V'yesh lomar, de bracha de achilas shebevarchan leishiv potarto. Answer number one, the bracha that you made when you went in to eat in the sukkah exempts for sleeping as well, implying that if you were to leave the sukkah and then come back to sleep, you should have to make a new bracha, right? The bracha of eating is what covers you for the sleeping. That's answer number one. Answer number two of Tosfos, inami mishum shema lo yishan vave bracha levatala sharein biyado lishan kol shah shiyirtze, that we're afraid that maybe you won't be able to fall asleep, and if you don't fall asleep, then it's going to be a bracha levatala. And after all, not everyone has the ability to, I happen to have the ability, not everyone has the ability to fall asleep whenever they want, to just put their head down on the pillow, and boom, they're out cold. So since people don't always have it within their control, so you're going to make a bracha, then you're going to try to go to sleep, you're not going to be able to fall asleep, but bracha levatala. So you don't want to risk a bracha levatala. So that's why you don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Says the Maariv Chayis on that Tosfos. He says, wait a second. We're afraid, we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah because we're afraid you're not going to be able to fall asleep. Says Maariv Chayis, Afal gav dekaimelon demavarchan hamapil al sheina. We make a bracha of hamapil before going to sleep on sleeping. Why aren't we afraid you're not going to be able to fall asleep? It's going to be a bracha levatala. Shtark akasha. Chazal themselves were misakin a bracha on sleeping. A bracha of hamapil. What happened to that concern that you're not going to be able to fall asleep? So says Maariv Chayis, Yisod. He says, "Shiny hasam de habracha al teva hashena asher nosn Hashem lekol yitzuri teilek va'afal gav de lo yashen ata mikol makom inyan hashena yeshna ba'olam." Says Maariv Chayis, the bracha of Hamapil is not on your going to sleep now. It's not like a bar priya eitz that you're making on eating this apple right now. It's a birchas shevach ve'odah takarish baruch hu that he created something called sleep. And it's not about my sleep. It's about sleep. It's like Pokeach Ivrim. It doesn't have the most appropriate time to say Pokeach Ivrim is when you open your eyes in the morning. But it's not about me opening my eyes. It's about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up everybody's eyes. So it's a Bircha Shev HaDot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what if I don't open my eyes? I decide I'm going to close my eyes all day and walk around the blindfold all day. Is my Pokeach Ivrim Bracha Levatala? For sure not. So if I don't fall asleep, is my Hamapil Bracha Levatala? No, not a problem. That's what the Maariv Chayis suggests, right? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, disagrees with this. The Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha, Sim Reish Lamates, says, what are you talking about? How can you say it's a general bracha? Look at the text of the bracha. The text of the bracha itself is indicative of the fact that it's a very personal bracha. Right? What does the bracha say? Amapul chevle shena al einai. It's not al einenu, al ha'olam, al einai Yisrael, al einai ol. It's al einai. It's about me. And it's very personal. Shetashkiveini l'shalom, samideini l'shalom, ve'avaluni, rayonai. It's all about me. The whole thing is a personal bracha. So you can say it's not about my sleep. Very difficult to understand. So these are the two deis, Marzchayus and Eliyarava, others who assume that Amapil is Birch Shavach Voda, that's broadly about sleep, and the Mishaburu assumes no, it's about me going to sleep. It's not a general bracha about sleep. It's about the sleeping I'm about to do now. Good. Now that machlokas. Will play a role in every discussion you're going to have about the bracha of Amapil. Namely, people discuss, what if you have to say Asher Yatzar after Amapil? Can you go to the bathroom and say Asher Yatzar? Right? So if you're going to say that it's a bracha on my going to sleep, well, that saying Asher Yatzar is going to turn that bracha into a bracha of Atala. Right? According to the Mishnah Berurah. But if you're going to say, no, it's a bracha Shavach Voda, no matter what I do after Amapil, it's not going to turn into a bracha of Atala. We just l'chachila, try not to do anything to make it as close to sleeping as possible, because that's the most appropriate time to do it. Right? So then it won't be bracha vatala. Most poskim, a whole group of poskim, Deborah Tzina Ravin, Ber Moshe, Chel Gal, Simon Samach Gimel, Tzitz Eliezer, Chel Zayin, Simon Chav Zayin, Rav Vad Yosef, and Yechav Das, Chel Dal, Simon Chav Aleph, all say that you're allowed to say Asher Yatzar. If you need to say Kiddush Levana after you said a Mapil, you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana. If you've got Dav Mar, right? Whatever you need to do, you're allowed to technically do. It's just that l'chadchila, as an ideal, you try to get it as close to sleep as possible. In fact, this also relates to the discussion about why there are many people, it seems, that they've developed a minhag over time, that many people don't say Hamapil. They skip Hamapil entirely. Now, how could you skip a bracha that the Gemara says, you're chayef to say? The Gemara says, when you go to sleep at night, say this bracha. First say Shema, and then this bracha. So in terms of the Shema itself, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey, Amun Aleph at the top says, Tamid Chacham don't have to say Shema because they don't need the protection. Okay, first of all, it doesn't say it about the bracha of Amapil, it just says that about Shema. And second of all, the minhag, if anything, is that, and second, you're going to say you're a Talmud Chacham, that you don't need protection, that you're on such a level like a Talmud Chacham, it's hard to say. The Gemara doesn't say it's because they don't need protection. It just says Talmid Chacham don't have to say Shema. It's either because they don't need protection or because the whole idea of Shema is to go to sleep with Torah on your lips, like we mentioned yesterday, and we assume Talmid Chacham have Torah on their lips anyway. Right? That's where the minhag comes to repeat Pesukim at the end. That's why you say Gimel Pam Rigzu Val Techdo. Why repeat it three times? Because you just keep repeating it until you fall asleep with the words on your lips. So that's the idea of repeating it. But anyway, so why is it that many people don't say Amapil, that there seems to be such a minhag already? So Mishnah Berurah actually recommends, if you're not sure if you're going to be able to fall asleep, don't say Amapil. That's Mishnah Berurah l'shitaso. If you assume it's a bracha on your sleep, like Tosfos and Sukkah Yud Aleph, in Brachas Yud Aleph, if I don't know if I'm going to be able to fall asleep, I can't say Amapil. Just like in the Sukkah, I can't say a bracha on the Sukkah if I don't know I'm going to be able to fall asleep in the Sukkah. Now, how would the Mishnah Berurah deal with the fact that there is no bracha on Sukkah, but there is a bracha of Amapil? So he'll probably say very simply, when you're in the Sukkah, there's a greater concern that you're not going to be able to fall asleep than when you're in your own bed. Right, if you're in the Sukkah, you're in an uncomfortable, unfamiliar environment. And therefore, it's more likely that you're not going to be able to fall asleep. That's why they never even bothered instituting a bracha. But in your own bed, pretty much, you'll be able to fall asleep. It might rain in the Sukkah. You might not be able to fall asleep in the Sukkah. You'll have to go inside. But in your own bed, you're pretty much in control. But if you're not in control, says Mishnah Berurah, then don't say Amapil. If you think you might not be able to fall asleep. Right? And that's what the poskim recommend. If you're flying on a plane somewhere and you want to sleep, but you're not sure if you're going to be able to, they're going to keep waking you up for the meal, for this, that, whatever. So then don't say Amapil, because if you're worried about it. However, if you say like Maritz Chayis and everybody else, that it's a Birchus Shevach Vada, so you're concerned you won't fall asleep, and if you don't fall asleep, Nishkefer Luch either. It's not going to be a Brach Levatal, it will be okay. So that's one possible explanation of why some people don't say. Another possible explanation Rav Sternbach has, very difficult to understand. Rav Sternbach in Chuvus Van Hagos, I think Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, says that the text of the bracha, Hamapil Chevle Shena. What are Chevle Shena? So he says, Chevle Shena are like the real throes of sleep, as it's about to really just get the best of you, the Chevle Shena. So he says, when do you make the bracha of Hamapil? As that's happening, as your mamish like dozing. He's like, well, then you can't say the bracha, because like you're totally in that state, and how are you going to say a bracha at that time? The problem with that explanation is, and Chazal knew how to say a bracha at that time, and we don't. Like, they made a bracha, So obviously you're supposed to say the bracha before you hit the Chevlei Sheina. Adrabah, you're not supposed to wait till the Mishmura recommends that if you feel like you're going to fall asleep while you're in the middle of saying Shema, so get Hamapil done first. I mentioned yesterday, say it as early as possible so you don't fall asleep, so you don't miss it. Don't wait till you're in Chevlei Sheina. That's a very difficult yishuv to understand. The third yishuv, and we'll close with this, Rav Shechter, Nefesh HaRav, page 153, suggests that maybe the reason we don't say Hamapil is because they added in so many other psukim that pretty much cover the themes of Hamapil. They added in Baruch Hashem B'Yom, Baruch Hashem B'Layla, Baruch Hashem B'Shechveinu, Baruch Hashem B'Kumenu, Kivi Yadcha Nafshos HaChayim V'Amesim, all this, Asher B'Yadu Nefesh Kol Chai. So all those psukim sort of cover the themes of Hamapil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us and should save us and should help us and should, right? So that's all covered in the psukim we add in later, so it's unnecessary to say Hamapil once everything else was added in. Of course, the problem with that is that in general we have a klal in halacha that you can't be mishanim matbeah shetavuch chum v'brachos. That if the chum said that there's a text for a bracha, we're supposed to follow that text. We're not supposed to veer from that text. So to say that we're covering it with some other text that we say, some other psukim that we say, and therefore there's no need for hamapil, is a difficult yishuv of the minute. But those are the various yishuvim that exist for that possible minute that people have not said hamapil maker. Then obviously it would seem that there's not much of a shaila that typically if you go to sleep at night, you should say hamapil before you go to sleep at night.